our next presenter is Mohsen Mohammadi. He's going to give a talk entitled The Impact of Early Recordings on Persian Musical Culture. Mr. Mohammadi has done research on the history of music in Iran, Persian musical manuscripts in Persia, can't read here, India and Central Asia, history of Persian, the Persian modal system, Dasga, as it's called, and the history of sound recording in Persia. Give me one second. Currently, he's doing research in his PhD on an international scholarship at the Research Institute for History and Culture at Utrecht University in Utrecht in the Netherlands. Mr. Mohammadi, Mohsen Mohammadi, can't speak today. Why don't you come up and do a talk?
This doesn't work. Good afternoon. The first records that have been spread in Iran had been made in order to enrich gramophone's oriental catalog. Records firstly dedicated to Western aims. The chosen conductor was Alfred Lemaire, French musician and this time head of music department at New School and at Royal Military Orchestra. He conducted a program which was composed of Persian pieces, military ones, and some compositions, arranged and almost recomposed in an orchestral, occidental way with Western instruments. These records have been spread and remain as the symbol of the beginning of Westernization process in classical Persian music. Gramophone had to find another conductor after having problems with Lemaire. Lemaire claimed for health problems, but the reason was likely business problems. The next one was a master of santur, Iranian zither, and head of Royal Classical Group. Change took place in favor of classical Persian music. He invited classical musicians, and records were taken from both classical Persian and Motrebi music, low class or popular. By these efforts, lots of traditional performances were recorded and became available as the first and unique collection of Persian traditional repertory. He stopped Western influence in 1906 recording. In the same way as Lemaire's work, A Memory of Westernization, Shahi's work stayed like the first remembrance of old version of Radif, Persian classical repertory, as well as old compositions. These records are considered to be the first audio sources of Persian music ever found throughout its long history, as there hasn't been any notation until this time. In 1906 recording session, 7 sets of Dastga, the Persian modal system, like Indian Raga or Arabic Maqam, were recorded, but unfortunately, transportation problem prevented more matrices to reach Tehran, and this reduced the number of total recordings. Yet they constituted for years the written base of Persian music. Recording process after 1926 had the main role to introduce and fix new forms of compositions and instrumental pieces. In a middle way between the two first sessions, the 1906 and 1912, the 1909 session in London, conducted by a Persian aristocrat and pianist, arranged a program of Persian musical structured music played by Western instruments, in the main row. Piano can be heard in almost every record, even sometimes out of tune accompaniment. These records thus introduced piano, violin, flute, and clarinet as solo instruments for Persian classical music. They were indeed replacing Persian instruments, but played in solo in order to preserve the specificities of Persian music. Since 1926, gramophone recording session and following on, kamanche, bowed instrument, santur, and ney, flute, were step by step replaced by violin, piano, and flute. Sitar was totally neglected, and tar remained the only representative of Persian instruments in Persian 78 records. Both classical and popular recordings used westernized ensembles, either in Iran or abroad. In some cases, such as Badi Zadeh's recordings in Germany, the vocalist traveled alone from Iran and was accompanied by a Western band. Through these activities, Persian society adopted and adapted Western instruments. Sound recording had thus a determinant role to introduce Western instruments into Persian urban society. In the following decades, Persianized Western instruments became quite popular as obvious signs of intellectuality. Their presence went long in different ways. Violin with a Persian style of performance was adopted by popular music and replaced kamanche, while Persian piano with a new Persian tuning took big place in upper and middle class homes. Flute and clarinet almost disappeared. The influence of choices during recording process is easily seen in the evolution of repertoire and as part of the process of musical creation. It also had repercussion on the consideration of musicians. Linked to changes of repertoire and, for example, the use of lyrics in newly introduced compositions, new poetical forms entered vocal compositions. As a consequence, the concept of poets' copyright emerged, and rival companies tried to sign contracts with famous songwriters. Songwriting also became, after 1926, a way of building one's reputation for new poets who were not recognized as eminent poet in poetic circles of Persia. The same process directly linked to the music played for records is observed for musicians. The first session of recording clearly show that recording process has first been taken by musicians as a way to keep one's name in the history of music. Listening to 1906 records, we hear that many performers introduce themselves only in order to record their name while they're singing or playing instrument. They introduce their name, or they say some words, just well, may this remain for the future. Some of them emphasize the hope of remaining a memory through the record. After some time, however, the implication of the recording process itself for music and for the heritage that musicians shall let through records became much more important than self-presentation. Some classical musicians, such as Darvish Khan, who was playing in London session, did not agree the westernization process of Persian repertoire. he then tried to correct it while arranging another recording session for a rival company of the gramophone, Monarch Record. This is the label. I don't know anything about the company, so, which was held in Tbilisi in 1914. This clearly shows that the history of the recording session has not only been directed by Western experts. Musicians took large responsibility in the field of conducting and arranging music. This should be linked with further investigations on what musicians thought about recordings. The process of recording brought an enormous change regarding women's place in musical society of Tehran. If lots of women were singing, they were not allowed to sing in public sphere. When 1912 recording session first introduced women vocalists as masters of classical music, it was an unsuccessful attempt, both in commercial and artistic points of view. But in 1926, the gramophone company presented another female vocalist called Kamar, who later became the female star of vocal performance. In the following years, sound recording companies competed with each other to sign contract with Kamar for new records. In this way, record and recording helped this to be ignored, the prohibition of female singing. The same process of introducing musicians who would not have been allowed to sing Persian music because they were judged as bad singers by the masters of music also profited to popular musicians. Singing Motrebi music, as low class or popular music, was quite bad considered. But making records helped some low class musicians to get more respected, as their reputation benefited from the consideration of records, which was a Western object. Coming from upper classes, and as we said, had become symbol of intellectuality. Records gave an fame to new unknown musicians. For example, 1909 records changed the figure of Tahir Zadeh from an amateur vocalist to a master of awaz. Of course, status of music from the Islamic clergy's point of view did not change. The use of records player has also been confronted to the long-lasting problem of prohibition, and complaints against records players, which allow to spread more music to more people, are attested. This leads to another point. The spreading of music through records players helped musicians to get in popularity and reputation, but also affected their life and their income previously earned from live performances in gatherings and coffee houses. Thus, recording process did influence, in the same time, the way musicians were considered by their own musical society, but also by the whole urban society. At the beginning, records were only available for upper classes, court, and every people related to this world. Gradually, it became also accessible by ways of coffee houses, which were broadcasting music to the whole society, who had a returning influence on reputation of artists. The taste of auditors was also evolving. Westernization process in Persian culture in general at this time led at the beginning to the acceptance of upper classes for a Persian music played on Western instruments. If Lomer's work in 1906 was not celebrated by Iranians, they showed enthusiasm to 1909 records, which were based not on Occidental structures of music, but on Persian ones, even if still performed on Western instruments. These records were so much appreciated that some pirate records were spread. The sound of Western instruments finally entered in musical taste and started affecting instrumental tradition of Persian musical culture. Although some musicians did not accept it. Of course, analyzing the way taste of Iranian society changed is quite difficult and still requires some investigation in the socio-historical field. The acknowledgement of records by Iranian or at least Tehran society is conditioned to commercial aspects. Decades of activities by gramophone company and its rival changed the function of sound recording into a commercial aspect. Commercial interest of rival companies affected music, obviously, in 1907 when the Armenian merchant Hayrapetyan did not import Eden records made by a troupe of musicians in Paris. Just in order to help Gramophone's 1909 records to achieve better sales easily. Eventually, it gave favor to Western instruments having been recorded in London session. And the vocal style of the singer of Paris band, Sayed Ahmad Khan, was neglected in 1912 recording session in Tehran. But it gave a chance to some other vocalists, such as Damavandi, to enter recording studios and let a memory of their voice. So they had a court case, and then he was neglected. Oh, that's a pity, but there was some there was a chance for other vocalists to come and make records. Still, as a commercial problematic, the choices done by experts are to be analyzed deeper. Indeed, recording conductors appointed by companies were mostly commercial representatives and usually selected musicians and pieces which assumed to have better sales. It was also important for them to lower record production's cost. So they would try to find cheaper performers, not necessarily the best ones. To accompany a vocalist or perform orchestral pieces and thus change social ranking of musicians. Sometimes they would also mix musical genres to produce an attractive catalog. And the previous social defined places of repertoires just became obsolete. Conductors introduced non-classical pieces as classical ones, and by doing so they quickened and fixed the change of classical music definition and parameters. After Second World War, 78 records gained its most large popularity in Iran, and many labels produced records inside or outside Iran. Record catalogs at this time were almost full of popular pieces, especially new forms of compositions, which could be regarded as pop music of the time. Records of traditional music and religious music became less recorded and broadcasted. The musical style of records turned deeply influenced by radio, and radio style became a way of playing music. And by government's wishing of more accessibility for middle and low classes, records through radio have became then more powerful for affecting musical taste. Radio programs were present in many Persian houses and coffee houses, and they replaced record players. Following on, new techniques of 45 and 33 recordings made records cheaper and more easily available to the public. They also permit to solve the technical problem of time restriction of 3 minutes. Through all these consequences on repertoire and performance situation, sound recording played a resultant role on classicization and professionalization process in Persian music. A professional musician used to be the one who was accepted by the majority of eminent musicians, but later on, he became the one who had some more recordings. For this reason, after the emergence of a record as a fame tool, some real good musicians had to follow their passion as non-professional artists. At least for public auditors, records have crucially modified the perception of music. Thank you, and I had some samples. I think it doesn't work yet. No? Nothing. I just tried. I had a laptop crash, so I tried. Yes. I borrowed my cousin's laptop, and I worked a lot this morning to make this recording. The first one. Yeah. This is a pure Persian music, 1906. Singing. Thank you. Next one, please. Same folder. This label is one of the rare records made in Paris, but are not imported. Just few of them. The same folder, form. No, not this one. No. Okay, discarded. Yeah. Number two. It's 1914, but still old traditional style. This is a new style, popular. This guy had all his fame through records. Audio, please. Go to female vocal. Play first. Yeah. This is a male vocalist, but it was popular to sing really high. So they replace female singing. Tehran, 1906, the gramophone. This is the first female records. I can't believe it. So how could they dare to record female singing in 1912? But they're not really professional singers. First record. Back to audio folder, please. Well, the way of singing and elaborating. No, it was, I think, Arthur James. I don't remember. Instruments. First, this is the first record of Iranian music, Persian music, by a Western band of the French musician Lomer. You see, the rhythm is really different, just Western rhythm. Traditional old song. It's an Iranian instrument, Persian one, kamanche, and singing. Then we'll have the other version.
Above the
the same song with violin and same style somehow, not changed like what a French musician did. With piano and violin. Structure of music. Style was changed. Thank you very much.